I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. It was one of the largest courts martial in United States history. Now, more than a half century later, convictions may be overturned for a group of African-American GIs of World War II. Fort Lawton was an army base in Seattle, Washington, and in 1944, 28 black soldiers were sent to prison after a riot there led to the death of an Italian prisoner of war. This year, the Army's Board for Correction of Military Records reviewed that case and found that the court-martial was flawed. That ruling has already led to the reversal of the conviction and dishonorable discharge of Private Booker Townsell. Mr. Townsell died in 1984. His granddaughter, Lachelle Drake, is with us now. Also joining us is Howard Cooley. He is the attorney who represented the Townsell family in the case. Welcome to the both of you.
Thank you.
Howard, let's begin with you. We now know that the riot occurred at Fort Lawton, which is near Seattle, on August 15, 1944. We also know there was an issue of who really started it and who wound up paying for it, and the fact that there was some prosecutorial misconduct thrown in there as well. Briefly, tell us what happened.
What we have here is a political show trial. The War Department had two major strategic objectives in this case. First of all, to ensure that the Axis, European Axis powers understood that the United States would not tolerate mistreatment of European prisoners of war. And secondly, to ensure that African Americans understood that the War Department is not going to change its policies simply because African Americans protest against their political conditions. In that context, this case arose. There was a dispute between some African Americans and some Italian soldiers. It led to a riot or a rebellion, and the African Americans were then put on trial within 9 days. 43 African Americans were given 2 defense lawyers, and then shortly thereafter were convicted.
What was the alleged prosecutorial misconduct involving Leon Jaworski, who went on to Watergate fame?
He had some information that was potentially exculpatory regarding the involvement of the military police. The military police in this particular case did not stop the riot, and so he did not reveal that information to the defense attorneys. He claimed that the matter was confidential. This is very significant because it shows that there was some complicity on behalf of the military police in this matter. And so the Board for Correction of Military Records just decided that this was unfair and violated due process.
So in the case of your grandfather, Lachelle, his conviction has officially been reversed. Talk about the importance of that, just that event, to you and to your family.
Well, the event has been monumental for our family because it's been a long time coming. This is something that my grandfather didn't talk about very often, but this is an event that's going to offer a celebration, restoration of his name. And that has always been a motivating factor for our family. And if you knew my grandfather, you knew a man of honor, of responsibility, and that has been restored. And my grandfather was always a protector. And when we learned about the events that led up to this court-martial conviction and subsequent dishonorable discharge, the tables were turned, and it was time for us to be a protector of him, rightly his name.
Even though he didn't talk much about it, could you sense, and I know you were probably a young child, but could you sense how it affected him?
He did discuss some of it, not very much. My grandmother was aware of it, and the children were aware of it. But when we look at his demeanor from time to time, we could tell that there was something that motivated him. It didn't keep him down, but there were quiet moments that my grandfather had. And we discussed this now, and we can tell that this was something that was weighing on him retrospectively.
Howard, how has the Army's decision, how will it affect possible compensation to the heirs of Townsell and others?
That's a good question. Right now, the Secretary of the Army has not granted much financial relief, only extending the soldiers to the date of their projected expired enlistment and giving them compensation for that period of time. In other words, if they were going to be in the Army for another 6 months or so, then would give them that pay for that. Representative McDermott has asked the Secretary of the Army to look at that, to correct it, if possible, or make recommendations for a new legislation. And we, on behalf of the Private Booker Townsville, will submit, our firm, Patrick Henry, will submit a request to amend the prior decision by granting additional relief.
Now, there were 28 black soldiers who were involved in this and who were convicted. Townsell is one whose conviction has been officially overturned. What about the other 27?
They're done one at a time, although Booker Townsville's decision is the precedental, is the precedent, and it means, in effect, that everyone else's decision will be overturned as well. When the board makes decisions about them because of the grounds, and those grounds are due process grounds, and they found the trial to be fundamentally unfair, and so that means everyone should be entitled to relief.
One final thing for you before I come back to Lachelle, and that's this. My reading of this is that while the convictions were overturned, it is not the same as entering not guilty verdicts for them. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And what's the upshot of that?
Well, the board here was making an evaluation as to what errors it saw in the proceedings, and they saw due process errors. These are known as procedural errors. They did not reach the issue. Having decided there were procedural issues, the board, like courts, do not reach unnecessary issues. There's no reason for the board now to address the issue of whether or not they in fact did or did not commit these acts against the soldiers, the Italian soldiers, because a due process error has been found. That due process error invalidates the courts martial. There's no need to proceed further.
Final thing is for you, Lachelle, is this. You've talked about how your family has rejoiced in this good news and the restoration of your grandfather's name. Do you have children of your own?
Yes, I do. I have two.
What will you tell your children now about their great-grandfather who served in World War II?
It's interesting because we've already talked to my son about this. We talked about how it's important for them to continue to persevere no matter what. And we've been very open with them, and we've shared with them about the story and what's happened. And it's important for them to understand their history and understand what the people that have gone before them, what they have endured, so that they can appreciate where they are and that they won't make some of the mistakes that were committed in the past. But they are extremely proud, and I have just talked to them about the type of honorable man that he was, the protector that he was, and despite what happened to him, how he continued to persevere, had a full-time job, he was a business owner, and he raised his family and grandchildren.
Thank you both very much, Lachelle. Thank you.
Yes.
Lachelle Drake is the late Booker Townsell's granddaughter. She joined us from her home in Milwaukee. Attorney Howard G. Cooley is a retired Army colonel. He's currently director of the Military and National Security Law Group at the law firm of Patrick Henry, LLP. A huge celebration honoring the life of Private Booker Townsell is scheduled in Milwaukee on January 19th.